Next up, 280.
280, amend contract with Berger Abum, Inc. for the Tryon Creek at Boons Ferry Culvert Replacement Project, number E08682, in the amount of $316,298.
Commissioner Fish.
Colleagues, the Bureau of Environmental Services prioritizes their investments to reduce flooding and improve watershed health. The culvert under Southwest Boons Ferry Road has been identified for replacement to a bridge to allow for better stormwater flow and fish passage. The new bridge will allow pedestrians to pass below the busy Boons Ferry Road, as well as passage for wildlife and endangered salmon in Tryon Creek. Here today to join us are Environmental Program Manager Amin Wahab and Senior Engineer Eric Brennecke, both from Environmental Services, to give a brief presentation. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning, Commissioners and Mayor. My name is Eric Brennecke. I'm Project Manager of the Boons Ferry Culvert Replacement Project. Co-presenting with me is Amin Wahab, West Watershed Program Manager. This ordinance before you is to authorize contract amendment number 5 with Berger Abum Incorporated for the Tryon Creek at Boons Ferry Culvert replacement project in the amount of $316,298. The project is the culmination of years of facility planning, design, and community involvement, and stormwater management, stream restoration, and pedestrian wildlife advocacy. In this next couple slides, Amin will provide some brief history and overview.
Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners, good morning or good afternoon. In the interest of time, I will be brief. Earlier, Director Jordan said that the work we do, the decisions we make today are 100-year decisions. And this is, I believe, one of those decisions. Replacing the current culvert under Boons Ferry Road on Tryon Creek to a bridge. I have a fairly long history with this culvert. Actually, it goes about a quarter century. Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Saltzman, and now Commissioner Fish, you all have some history with this too. We first looked into this culvert in 1995 to 1997 in the facilities planning process that the Bureau conducted, and the Boons Ferry culvert was identified as one of the key pieces of infrastructure in a culvert that was undersized to convey flows, and the 1996 February flooding was an indication of that. You will later on see some slides showing how high the water can rise. The project is to remove a 60-inch, 140-foot-long corrugated metal pipe culvert. We have looked at this culvert over the years. It's resting at the bottom, so it is has lived its lifespan, and it's pretty clear. And it will be replaced with a new bridge, a single-span steel girder bridge. And the replacement will allow not only for meeting, you know, the facilities planning requirements or needs to convey, you know, the flows, but also will allow for pedestrian connectivity from the upper parts of Tryon Creek with significant, you know, natural areas to the lower part of Tryon Creek with the state natural area. But it will also kind of allow for fish and wildlife movement unimpeded. Boons Ferry Road is the second major impediment to fish movement after the Highway 43 culvert, and you probably are aware that there are efforts underway to have the Army Corps of Engineers to replace the Highway 43 culvert with a passable culvert. Along the way, we have been working with our colleagues at PBOT because Boons Ferry is a major arterial connecting Southwest Portland and Lake Oswego with the rest of the city. And it also, Tryon Creek is a key resource that it crosses.
Before you move on from that slide, Commissioner Fish, Don Uchiyama used to live right in the circle where the work zone is. And that was kind of one of the places where we dreamed up the Tryon Creek Watershed Council. So I'm wondering, is that house still there? I know she doesn't live there anymore, but and is that going to be impacted by the work?
Well, we'll come to that later, but okay. This project has gone through about 5 years of, you know, permitting, easements, and land acquisitions. The two properties downstream, Metro and BES acquired those two properties. We're in the process of finalizing the transaction for those two properties, okay, because of the need, you know, that existed there, and then also for the trail connectivity. So that property will be acquired by Metro and the city, and the same with the property across the creek on the other side.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, we're cutting into the lunch hour because we're a little late, so I give you permission to speed up through the presentation.
And I have no further interruptions, sorry.
No, okay. Please.
So this culvert, after the 1997, you know, facilities plan, we looked at it again in 2005 and then 2008 in the planning and the pre-design process. And in 2013, BES funded this as a capital improvement project to basically proceed with the design and construction of it. In September of 2013, BES signed a contract with Berger ABAM, you know, for design services. And when that contract was signed, we took a pause to secure a grant from Metro of $650,000 because the advisory committee and the neighbors and other participants, they wanted to have a bridge instead of a culvert. So the Metro grant paid the difference in order to pay for the cost of the increased cost for replacement of that with a bridge. In September 2015, City Council approved, you know, the Metro grant for $650,000. That is for construction, so we have not tapped into that grant yet. And contract was renegotiated with Berger ABAM basically to proceed for a for the design of a bridge.
The project area is within the middle reach of Tryon Creek and Arnold Creek confluence. This is also some low-density residential use in the uplands of the watershed. A number of fish species can be found in the stream, such as steelhead trout, Chinook salmon, and coho salmon. The improvements to both Tryon and Arnold Creeks as a result of this project will expand upstream fish habitat and will provide significant benefits, especially for steelhead trout. This is the slide that Amin was referring to. On the upstream end of the culvert, seen on the left side, which includes a concrete trash rack, impedes conveyance of flows. The picture on the right will show the December 7th, 2015 flood conditions that led to debris clogs at the concrete trash rack, causing flooding conditions and risk of flooding to local streams. And as you can see with my mouse right here, that's Boone's Ferry Road right there. I'd like to note that the height of the water surface elevation is above 15 feet from the channel bottom. As it was observed in the 1996 flood events, those events were higher than these conditions without overtopping Boone's Ferry Road. By removing the existing culvert and providing a larger stream channel, all flow events will be conveyed underneath the bridge structure. The bridge will be sized to meet specific design criteria for stream flow while accommodating pedestrian and wildlife connectivity. BES staff have secured permits with the Department of State Lands, the Corps, and Bureau of Development Services. BES staff have also conducted extensive public involvement and outreach to property owners and partners such as Metro, Oregon Park and Regional District, Portland Parks and Recreation, PBOT, Southwest Trails, and neighborhood associations. I included this slide to illustrate the number of partners we have and also our composition of our advisory committee members. These are working partners. These partners are agencies, community groups, and property owners. For the project budget and schedule, Metro has awarded a grant for the bridge design with underpass for maximum fish, wildlife, and pedestrian passage. Total estimated project costs are on for BES was $6.4 million. Oregon Parks and Regional District contributed $30,000. And then the Metro grant was $650,000, as mentioned before. Our anticipated construction is to start in January 2019.
Is that $6 million? Is that the project cost, the construction cost? Or
that's the total design, total life budget, including construction.
Okay.
What kind of fish is that?
I knew you were going to answer it.
All right, never mind.
That. So it's a juvenile salmon, possibly coho. I had an expert try to let you know. So.
Thank you.
First mic cap when we need it.
Yeah.
The ordinance before you is the amendment of the city's contract with Berger ABAM. City managed the design contract, and Berger ABAM completed design and brought plans and specifications to a 90% design level. The amendment retains Berger ABAM to complete the engineering design plans to include water utility design work and for any necessary construction services in the year of 2019 and 2020, assuring that our design engineer has oversight and input into the construction process. This amendment will increase the contract by $316,000 and provide approximately 20% of total contract dollars to certified minority, women, and emerging small business sub-consultants. In this slide, the total life budget for the project is $6.4 million. The construction is $4.6 million and is included in a $6.4 million total. The pie chart shows the drivers for change to the scope and budget over the 5 years to secure partnerships, grants, and refine the design. The original budget assumed the design of an open-bottom culvert. The scope increase wedge is due to selecting a bridge alternative. After alternative analysis had been conducted between an open-bottom culvert and a bridge, it was determined that the advisory committee and community wanted a bridge since the bridge scored higher on enhanced fish passage, pedestrian wildlife connectivity, and riparian zone and wetland values. The other blue wedge includes city staff coordination efforts with permitting and public involvement. These additional costs also include the mitigation of contaminated media that we encountered on site, whether it was going to be a culvert or a bridge. The escalation wedge is the 5 years it took to secure partnerships, grants, and refine the design. We are very excited to be completing our design phase of this project and would like to thank our partners for working with us to achieve this milestone. And with that, we're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much.
Looks great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any public testimony on this item?
Four people signed up to testify.
Very good.
Please come up. Three at a time. Terry Prigsby, Al Iverson, Hans Stuch.
Gentlemen,
if you just want to take a seat. Thanks. Good presentation. Thank you. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Well, it is that. Thank you for reminding me.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Terry Prigsby. I'm the Executive Director of the Trine Creek Watershed Council, and I'm also Zone 5 Director and Board Chair of the West Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District. So on behalf of both of those organizations, I urge you to vote in favor of this amendment. We've been working for decades to enhance and protect our watershed, and we consider this to be really the most important project going on in our watershed right now. As Amin mentioned, we are also actively pursuing the replacement of the culvert at Route 43. And so with the replacement of both of those culverts, we will open up the system again to native fish species. I'd also like to highlight the benefits to pedestrians, the connectivity that will be gained through this project. Will really bring more access to a part of the city that just doesn't have a lot of safe pedestrian access. We lack a lot of infrastructure there. So the benefits to the fish and wildlife and water quality and also to our human neighbors are both really important. And I'd also like to thank VES for being so inclusive in the process. I've been with Watershed Council for 17 years now, and we've been hearing about this project. I've been hearing about it for that entire time, and it's been something that we've all wanted to accomplish. And as Amin said, for the last at least 5 years, there's been a really concerted effort to involve the community and learn what is the most important, best solution for not only fish and wildlife, but for the community. So that's it.
Thank you very much for your strong partnership.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
Good afternoon.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Al Iverson. I came here today because I'm on the Citizen Advisory Committee for the Boones Ferry Road Culvert Replacement Project, and I support this ordinance. By profession, I'm a civil and environmental engineer. I retired from BES 6 years ago. This CAC began meeting a little over 4 years ago when the project started. The committee included affected property owners and individuals from various organizations. The organizations represented are the Arnold Creek Neighborhood Association, Southwest Trails, Friends of Tryon Creek State Park, Tryon Creek Watershed Council, and Sweeney Neighborhoods Incorporated. Southwest Neighborhoods Incorporated, Sweeney. I represent Sweeney on the committee. Our earliest discussions were about how to replace the existing culvert and meet a variety of goals, from improving fish passage to pedestrian safety. It became clear that replacing the existing culvert with a new one would, at best, only marginally meet the various goals. So we asked staff to look at a bridge option rather than just replace the culvert. We were told by staff that this would increase cost and cause a delay of at least a year in the project. But after further discussion, we thought it was worth the delay and extra cost to have a project that met the stated goals. At the last CAC meeting, about a year and a half ago, the preliminary plans for the bridge were shown and described to us. We discussed what we were shown and enthusiastically approved the plan. I came here today to urge you to approve the ordinance for additional funding for this project, and I look forward to further CAC involvement as the project moves forward. Thank you, sir.
Thank you both.
And then the last two, Hans Stuch and Doug Rogers.
Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you.
Good afternoon. We've reached that point. I'm Doug Rogers, and I am the president of Southwest Trails. And we are a group of citizen volunteers. A lot of us wear gray hair, retired. Have time to walk the hills of Southwest and enjoy the outdoors. And we're volunteers from the neighborhood associations and from all over, and we're very anxious that this project move ahead. We supported it from the beginning. And as a group, we've been involved for over 20 years. And the key issue here is safe connectivity, both for the fish and for the people. So that's why this is a winner for us all. And Hans is the local neighborhood and resident, and he has the details.
Yeah, hi, my name is Hans Stoik. I live in Southwest Portland, fairly close to where the Boones Ferry Culvert Replacement Project will take place. I pass that location, the intersection of Boones Ferry Road and Arnold Street, frequently, both on foot and by car. I am a volunteer with Southwest Trails, and it's mainly as such that I'm before you today. We work on the trail system in Southwest Portland, including Trail 6. Trail 6 starts at Goose Hollow downtown, goes south from there, and ends in Tryon Creek State Natural Area. On its way, it passes through Marshall Park and Boones Ferry and the Boones Ferry Culvert Replacement Project area. Trail 6 is also part of a regional trail, number 24, as designated by Metro, also called the Hillsdale to Lake Oswego Trail. Southwest Trails have been active on the Boones Ferry Culvert Replacement Project Advisory Committee, the CAC, as Al referred to it, and in advocating for this project, we support the overarching environmental goals of the project of making improvement for fish and wildlife. Our main interest is for the subsidiary project goal of improving pedestrian connectivity between the city-owned Marshall Park and the state-owned Tryon Creek Natural Area. Connectivity currently exists, but you have to cross busy Boones Ferry Road and walk on a narrow curb for a tenth of a mile on the road to get to Trine Creek State Park. The culvert replacement project will eliminate these drawbacks by providing pedestrian passage under the roadway, stairs to the roadway, and a widened shoulder on the eastern side of Boone's Ferry Road to the nearest trailhead, North Creek, in Trine Creek State Natural Area. This promises to be a much safer and attractive connection for pedestrians to move between parklands north and west of the Boone's Ferry Road, Arnold Street intersection and Trine Creek State Natural Area. So I urge you to also adopt this motion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, both of you. Does that conclude our public testimony, Sue? Colleagues, any further questions? Commissioner Fritz?
It's just a non-emergency ordinance, so we'll be voting on it next week. I just wanted to thank Amin Wahab, who was one of the original members of the Trine Creek Watershed Council back in 1994. Your service to the city over decades is really appreciated. Thank you, Terry Prigg-Rigsby, who was the volunteer chair of the Watershed Council for a very long time before she got to be executive director. And thank you to those who sat through several hours of other stuff this morning in order to be able to give your support for the project. We usually get people staying if they want to oppose something. So it's really nice that you took the time to stay and comment in support of this. And I'm really excited, Commissioner Fish. We serve citywide, and I had absolutely nothing to do with this. But I have to say, if I had a pet project, this would be one of them. Right. So thank you very much. I'm really excited to seeing it happening.
Thank you for your kind words.
Very good. Thank you, everybody, and thanks for your testimony. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.